So let's review. The Gemara continues to answer the following question asked in the Tesamon Aleph. Omele Levi Lerebi, my ear you the Tani Tezvav, listening to Zion. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak should have listed a 16th case, that of Imai Anusis Aviv, as follows. Reuben was born out of wedlock. His brother Shimon married this woman, since she's not Imai. Should Shimon die without children, Reuben cannot be Meyabim because of Ervas Imai. To which Rebbe answered, Imai Anusis Aviv, Plukta Rebbe Huda Rabbanei, Uba Plukta Lekemari. The Mishnah lists only scenarios that can occur according to all opinions. Imai Anusis Aviv can only occur according to the Rabbanan who hold that Anusis Aviv is Mutter. One may marry a woman with whom his father had an out-of-wedlock relationship. However, according to Rebbe Huda, who holds that Anusis Aviv is Aser, Shimon cannot have married her in the first place. The Gemara here gives a second answer. Imai Anusis Aviv, b'chod mishkachasla, b'tarti loka mishkachasla. On the previous daf, Reb Chiya explained that the case mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak can occur with any one of the Chamesh Esri Arayas mentioned in the first Mishnah and contains two components, Shtei Achoyes. The two Yavamis are sisters. Hasru Lazeh Muteres Lazeh, Vasru Lazeh Muteres Lazeh. The scenario of Imai Anusis Aviv would be as follows. Yaakov was Me'anis two women, Rachel Valeya, which produced Levi Behuda. Reuben Shimon then married Rachel Valeya and died childless. Levi cannot be Meyabim Rachel because she's Imai, his mother, but Yehuda can. Yehuda cannot be Meyabim Leah because she's Imai, his mother, but Levi can. However, if Rachel Valeya are sisters, both Levi and Yehuda cannot be Meyabim either one because one is Imai and the other is Achais Imai. Since Imai Anusis Aviv cannot be illustrated with both components, the Mishnah does not list it. A third answer. The Mishnah does not list Imai Anusis Aviv because Masnitin Rabbi Hudahi, the Asa Banusis Aviv. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Huda that Anusis Aviv is forbidden and the brother cannot have married her in the first place. However, Levi taught the following braisa which differentiates between Imai Nusuas Aviv and Imai Anusis Aviv. Shimon married Reuben's mother. If she was previously married to Yaakov, Shimon's marriage is not valid because she is Eshes Aviv and Ein Kedushin Taifs and Mechiyah Bekrisis. The Kedushin does not take effect, therefore there is no Yibam. However, if she was not previously married to Yaakov, Shimon's marriage is valid because she is merely Anusis Aviv. And although according to Rabbi Huda, he is forbidden to marry her, however, if he did Kedushin Taifs and Mechiyah Belavin, the Kedushin does take effect. Therefore, there is Yibam. But Reuben cannot be Meyabim because she's Imai. The Mishnah, however, did not mention this case because de'i leketane. The Mishnah does not discuss a marriage of Isser if they nevertheless married. The Gemara goes on and cites a machlokes in the following case. A man died, leaving two or more wives for Yibum to two or more brothers. Itmar, hacholitz li'avimtoi b'chazer b'kitcha. One brother performed chalitza and then married her. Amr Shlokesh, hu ein chayiv ala chalutza karas. Although he is also to marry her, he is not chayiv karas because the Isser Eshes Ach was removed for the Yavim and Yavama who perform Yibum or Chalitza and remained so. However, there is a new Isser law from the Pasuk Asher lo Yivne, kibin shalei bana shub lo Yivne. Once he did not take her in Yibum, he cannot take her in marriage. V'ha'achin chayiv na'al chalutza karas. However, if one of the other brothers married her, they would be chayiv karas because achiv kedekai mekaimi. Regarding the brothers, the Isser Eshes Ach remains. Similarly, Alatzara bein hu avena achim chayav na alatzara karas. If after performing chalitza, he or one of the brothers married one of the other wives, they would be chayav karas. Because regarding the other wives, the Isser Eshes Ach remains even for the yavim. Rabbi Yechanan Amar bein hu uven haachin ena chayavin loyal achalutza karas v'loyal atzara karas. In all of the above cases, no one is chayav karas. Since at the outset, any brother was permitted to perform Yibum with any one of the Yavamas, the Isser Eshes Ach was removed and remained so from all of them because Ihu Shlichusa de Achim Kavod, Ihi Shlichusa de Tzara Kavod. The Yavam and Yavama did Yibum or Chalitza on behalf of the others, and the new Isser Lav of Shuv Lo Yivne applies to all of them. The Gemara continues, in the case of Hachilis Li Yavimtoi, B'chazer B'kidsha Umes, this brother who married the Yavama after Chalitza died, and she falls to the other brothers for Chalitza. According to Rish Lakish, she is Pater, because to the Achen she is Chiv Akrisis. She's an Erev of Eshes Ach from the first brother who died earlier. According to Rabbi Yochanan, she is Chayav in Chalitza because she's not an Erev of Eshes Ach, merely Chiv Alavin because of Shuv LaYivna. Indeed, they cannot do Yibim, but must do Chalitza. The Gemara proceeds to cite two relevant brises. The first brisa seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. HaChoylitz liyavim toy b'chazah b'kidsha u'meis tzricha chalitza min ha'achen. She requires chalitza, apparently because she's chiv alavin. The second brisa seems to support Rish Lakish. Omer echad min ha'achen b'kidsha ein lo lov klum. The kedushin did not take effect, apparently because she's chayav krisis. The Gemara offers three answers. Rav Sheshes reconciles both brises like Rabbi Yochanan. The first brisa is indeed like Rabbi Yochanan, and the second brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the Amar in Kedushin Teifsin B'chiv Alavin. Rav Ashi reconciles both brises like Rish Lakish. The second brisa is indeed like Rish Lakish, and is referring to Achen HaNeilodim, a standard case of brothers who were Ba'ilamai of the mess, and to them the Yavama is Chiv Akrisis. The first brisa is referring to Achen HaYeloidim, brothers who were born after Yibam, and follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, that Yibim ul-B'seif Noilid is not considered Eshes Achiv Shlahoi Ba'ilamai. Therefore, in this case as well, she's not an erva of Eshes Ach from the first brother. Ravina reconciles both brises like Rabbi Yochanan. The first brise is indeed like Rabbi Yochanan and is referring to Achen HaNoilodim, a standard case of brothers who were Ba'ilamai of the mess, and to them the Avama is Chiv Alavin. The second brise is referring to Achen HaYeloidim, brothers who were born after Yibim, and follows the opinion of the Rabbanan that Yibim L'Saif Noilid is considered Eshes Achav Shalhoi B'Lomai. Therefore, in this case as well, she is an Erva of Eshes Ach from the first brother.